This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. World Radio Day being observed organizing various programs today. This year, the day will focus on the theme Radio and Climate Change. Medical Education Commission approves addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. Health Ministry launching a month-long free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting today. And US President Trump says Russian President Putin agrees to start talks to end the war in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. World Radio Day is being observed by organizing various awareness-creating programs across the globe today. At the call of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, this year, the day will focus on the theme Radio and Climate Change to support radio stations in their journalistic coverage of this pressing issue. The theme highlights radio's role in spreading vital information about the climate change, amplifying voices advocating for environmental sustainability and promoting eco-friendly practices. Proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO member states and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as the International Day of the United Nations, February 13 became World Radio Day. According to UNESCO, radio is beginning its second century of service as one of the most dependable and widely utilized forms of media in the world. Radio contributes to the achievement of its international objectives by supporting populations through climate disasters and helping with the dissemination of fact-based information and listeners' voices. The 17th meeting of the Medical Education Commission has approved the addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. It also endorsed a report on nursing education research, presided over by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who also chairs the commission. The meeting proposed implementing a decision from the 16th meeting to raise the monthly living allowance for resident doctors in private medical colleges. The meeting also discussed several key issues, including increasing the number of foreign students in Nepal's private medical colleges. Currently, at least 10% of the seats are allocated for foreign students. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the need for a concrete plan to improve the nursing sector. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung says the Social Media Regulation Bill registered in Parliament will not be withdrawn. Unveiling the decisions of the Cabinet meeting yesterday, the Communication Minister clarified that the bill could be amended to address the concerns of stakeholders. The Cabinet also approved the acceptance of $2 million for the Emergency Flood Rescue Plan 2024 to be provided by the Asian Development Bank under the Asia-Pacific Disaster Response Fund. Additionally, the Cabinet endorsed the Memorandum of Understanding on visa permits to those except diplomatic officials and service passport holders between Nepal and Ukraine and approved the MOU on diplomatic study and cooperation in training to be signed by the Institute of Foreign Affairs Nepal and Diplomatic Academy, Oman. Nepal and India have reached an agreement on the modalities for constructing cross-border transmission lines. A secretarial-level meeting between officials from both countries held in New Delhi on Tuesday finalized the details of the project. The transmission line is crucial for exporting electricity from Nepal to India and Bangladesh. Nepal's Energy Secretary Suresh Acharya and India's Electricity Secretary Pankaj Agrawal signed the Memorandum of Understanding, paving the way for the construction to begin. This follows discussions in November 2024 between Nepal's Energy Minister Deepak Khadka and Indian officials focusing on a power trade agreement to export 10,000 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to India over the next decade. Three students lost their lives while 40 others were injured in a road accident that took place on Sakhu Nagarkot Road section in Kattiki, Sankarapur Municipality 5, Kathmandu. Spokesperson of the District Police Range Kathmandu, Superintendent of Police Apil Raj Bohara, said the accident took place yesterday afternoon when the bus hired by a school based in Chavahil lost control, reportedly due to a brake failure. The bus was returning from Nagarkot to Sakhu from a school picnic. Police say further investigation into the incident is underway. The Ministry of Health and Population is launching a free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting today until March 13. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki said the campaign aims to raise awareness about these diseases and their prevention. People over 30 years will receive free tests for diabetes, hypertension, kidney issues and measurements of body weight and height. With nearly 15 million people over 30 across the country, the services will be available at local health facilities. The ministry also plans to launch a free cervical cancer screening from mid-February to mid-March. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on civil employees to provide fair and timely service to the public. Addressing the General Convention of the Nepal Civil Servants Organization yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged officials to understand the struggles of the people and deliver services with a sense of duty and a smile without causing any hardship. The Prime Minister also said the government would move forward with the clarity on the path of development and good governance. Restoration work has begun on sections of the BP highway damaged by flood and landslides in September 2024. The Department of Roads has started repairs on the stretch from Bhagunde Besi to Nepalthok, focusing on a 13-kilometer stretch with 8.5 kilometers set for complete reconstruction. Suman Yogesh, chief of the Bhaktapur Road Division Office, stated that the project is a top priority with maintenance work planned round the clock. The agitation announced by the Nepal LP Gas Industry Association to be effective from today has been put off. The association postponed the agitation after an agreement was reached between the office bearers of the Nepal Oil Corporation Board, staff and association office bearers to address the genuine demands of the association. Minister for Industry and Supplies Damodar Bhandari had asked the office bearers of the NOC and association to sit for a dialogue to resolve the issue after the association announced the agitation. He assured of addressing the genuine demands of the association. The number of birds at Kushitapur Wildlife Reserve has seen a significant rise this year. A recent bird count in and around the reserve as part of the Midwinter Winter Bird Census 2025 has revealed the presence of more than 9,000 birds of 76 species. According to Birendra Gautam, chief of the Koshi Conservation Center under the National Trust for Conservation of Nature, it is notable increase from last year when only 5,500 birds of 53 species were recorded. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he had a lengthy and highly productive phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in which the leaders agreed to begin negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. In a post on a social platform, Trump said he and Putin had agreed to have their respective teams start negotiations immediately and invited each other to visit their respective capitals. Trump also told reporters at the White House that it was unlikely Ukraine would return to its pre-2014 borders. In an interview with The Guardian published on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky suggested that Russian-held territory in Ukraine could be swapped for Ukrainian-held territory in Russia's western region as part of a peace deal. Accurate casualty counts of the conflict are hard to come by due to secrecy by both Russian and Ukrainian governments, but it is estimated that hundreds of thousands of people, most of them soldiers, have been killed or injured and millions of Ukrainian civilians have fled as refugees because of the war. Now the weather forecast for today. With the partial influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 22 to 24 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. World Radio Day being observed organizing various programs today. This year, the day will focus on the theme Radio and Climate Change. Medical Education Commission approves addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. Health Ministry launching a month-long free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting today. And US President Trump says Russian President Putin agrees to start talks to end the war in Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.